Hi, this is Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN, Windows 8 Edition. Today, our guest is Bonnie Lau. Bonnie, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, you've got this big fancy title. Say it.
I'm a senior program manager on the Windows user experience team.
Which for the developer audience means, hey, you and your team are in charge of the actual user experience for Windows itself.
Yeah, everything you see on screen.
Very impressive and also kind of nebulous. And explain to us what that really means.
Well, first off, it's a really fun job. I've loved the journey that we've taken so far to get to where we are in Windows 8. And my team specifically work on what we call the personality for Windows, which is really the look and feel of the operating system itself. So I've worked on things like the visual styling and animations of the operating system that you see today. And then when we first started inviting people to develop apps for Windows 8, I also started working on tools, guidance, and with the community to help people build great-looking Windows 8 apps.
And that's an important point to bring out, and I think you should elaborate it on, because what you and your team have done, and congratulations, of course, bleeds out into what we do in the developer community, what we put in the Windows marketplace.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've had a really fun time too. And since Build, we've been working with a lot of different companies and partners, as well as teams internal to Microsoft, on designing their apps. So a lot of apps that you see in the store today, as well as many that are coming through the pipeline, we've been partnering with them on designing a great experience for our end users.
Right, and there's a consistency, whether it be in gestures or controls and things like that, right? I know you guys pay very specific attention to things like that.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
So what does that manifest in? You know, you have the semantic zoom, you know, which some other just amazing innovation you guys have done in user experience. Give us some of those use cases.
Yeah, well, if you actually just take a step back and think about it, when you go onto a Windows 8 computer, you aren't really going there to use Windows 8 as the operating system. You're there to use apps. And when you launch an app, the app that you built gets every single pixel on screen. And so the experience from the end user's perspective that they get from the app is just as important as the experience they get from the operating system. So we put a lot of attention into the details for coming up with design patterns, design principles, as well as building common controls to help developers build an experience that is world-class for our end users.
And you've also developed, you might as well elaborate on it because you brought it up, there's a bunch of guidance that came out of your team.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all sort of our, it's sort of a repository of the learning that we've had in the, you know, in this journey of building Windows 8. Every aspect of the operating system had been, you know, designed, tested, redesigned, retested. And the guidance that we've published out there really is the learning that we want to share out with the community.
And where do us developer folks get this guidance?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Where do we start, right?
There's a really great resource on design.windows.com. Okay. If you go there, you'll see a series of articles, you know, Photoshop templates that you can download, case studies on how to migrate from different platforms onto Windows, as well as examples, visual examples of different categories of apps. Those are really great starting points for developers.
All right. So what's the most exciting part of your job? You know, understand a significant part of our audience are developers.
Uh-huh.
You know, your world confuses us. So what is that thing that drives you to work every day?
I think it has to be working with developers and designers in helping them understand the reasonings behind the guidance and the principles, and then seeing the light bulb comes up. And not only for them to follow the guidance, because that guidance really is only the starting point to design, but also for them to actually push the envelope and come up with their own creative design, own innovative solutions that really express their brands and, you know, their functionalities. It's just really awesome to see all the creative minds out there working on new apps.
Yeah, I can tell by the passion in your voice that you're having a fun time in this job. All right, I'd love to talk to you all day. But we can't. What's your call to action for developers?
I would really encourage anyone out there to go check out the design.windows.com website. And just take a look at the articles that are out there. Take a look at the templates that we provided, but really view them as a starting point to great design, not the ending point. And understand the reasoning behind them and push the envelope, push your own envelope, define your own brand.
Awesome. Outstanding. Hey, Bonnie, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for your coming. Thank you to you and your team for such a doing a good job.
Thank you so much for having me here.
And thank you guys for watching.